Welcome back to No One Cares About This Podcast. It's episode 14.
It's Tuesday, July 20th.
Well, I think we need to put the date.
Hey.
Because when they get it, it's not going to be the same day.
Doesn't matter. Timestamp.
Suck my ass.
No, thank you.
Lick my balls.
But why won't you suck my ass, Eric?
William Shatner.
Oh, did you start already?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't have waited for me to come back.
Well, all we did was this intro, so you didn't miss anything.
Left my vape in the car.
Ha.
My coworker called this a douche flute today. It's like, it's more of a whistle.
I mean, it does kind of look like it could be a whistle.
It's a really long rape whistle.
I feel like douche flute is more appropriate for like tubular mech mods.
Yeah.
Which kind of died off in the past 5 years. Mm. Well, I have many of them that I don't use.
I also don't. I never hear about like vape competitions anymore. Like that was a two-year thing. And then it just died off.
Yeah, well, not only that, you're just competing between fog machines and who could hold it in longer. Right. That's essentially what a vape is. It's a mini fog machine.
Dude, let me tell you.
I do respect the people that were able to do, like, the cool-ass tricks that made, like, the jellyfish or the, like, shoot out a ring and then pull it back.
I feel like you could use your talents elsewhere.
Yeah.
And that, you know, something that's more productive.
You could be a professional magician.
Professional dick sucker, too, with those skills.
No. But no, like, back in the day, I forget if it was one of my mech mods or one of my box mods or whatever, but we were down by the pond that, unfortunately, we can't attend anymore. Mm. Thanks, new douchebag owner. It was a pretty humid day like this. Probably, like, you know, 11 to 1 a.m.
No.
Me and Nels were down there fucking hanging out, whatever. He was like, yo, fog this fucking place out. So I just kept ripping it. And I basically made it look like Silent Hill. Like, the entire street from that stop or that apex of that corner where the light pole is all the way down to, like, the first street past that was just completely filled up with vape smoke.
Just pull on it.
I know what just did. Thank you.
My throat hurts so fucking bad the next day, dude.
That's what she said.
Oh.
That probably is what she said.
I'm assuming you were probably running a tank.
No, it was,
So you had to drip?
Yeah, it was a dripper. At that point. If it was a mech mod, it was a dripper. If it was a tank, it was like a fucking, like a big cloud tank on a box mod.
Hmm.
I can't remember at what point this was, because it was so long ago, but...
I remember doing the most not professional thing in the world, dripping and driving.
You can only drip at stoplights.
Stoplights are stop signs if nobody's around.
I don't know if I have a picture of that, but... I probably don't even have a picture of the other thing I'm thinking of either. I'll take a look through the archives and see if it's in there.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
It might be. Oh, Vegas trip. That was cool.
Titties? No.
Well, I mean, there was some titties. Unfortunately, it was work trip.
So it was work titties. It was mostly...
There was bitches with body paint on the street.
Yeah.
You know, didn't go anywhere fun with titties just out and about, but...
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking funny, that's right. Phil was just, like, over the crowd. Gotta get a picture of that. No, I saw a fucking sick-ass shit down there.
I didn't realize that Phil isn't really that much older than us.
No. He's 12, fucking Camaro.
Yeah. He's in his late 30s.
I know.
Yeah, but some people, with the way they, like, hold themselves, and, like, their personality and shit, they seem older.
Well,
nice fucking car.
R34 Skyline.
I guess he has a more mature demeanor than most. Yeah. I think that also comes with being a parent.
Yeah. Rob Dom's all-wheel drive, extended chassis, fucking RX-7 quad rotor.
Jesus.
Turbo. It's basically, he copied, like, Ken Block's Hoonigan thing. Like, he went to the guys that built that and, like, they like, tell me all your secrets and shit.
Nice.
Yeah, here's that Camaro again.
Nice.
That thing's wild. They basically cut, like, I forget what the fuck it was. If it was, like, two straight sixes and put them together or, like, whatever it was, but they basically Frankenstein a motor together.
Nice. That's something I'd like to do someday.
Yeah, I'm going off on a tangent here just because that's where I landed when I fucking flipped my roll. Oh, this was Ken Block's current car at the time.
Nice.
Huh.
An Evo?
No, it was a Ford Focus.
Yeah,
I thought it was either a Ford or a fucking Evo.
Yeah, who was doing Ford at the time?
I don't...
Completely carbon Mustang.
I don't know who he signed with now.
Skoda. And I think he's mostly a free agent, but I think he did a couple races with, like, Skoda.
Didn't he do a fucking race where they shut down fucking L.A.? Or he just did, like, laps or something?
Well, no, that was one of his Gymkhana videos with the Mustang.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's
when I first heard about him.
Well, I first heard about him from the original Gym... first two Gymkhanas when he was still with Subaru before he switched to Ford.
I remember my coworker used to do stuff like that. He had fucking... But he built all of his fucking cars and bought his cars and everything. But he did Subaru for a long time and then he was like, no, I'm gonna stop. And I'm like, come on, Andrew. You can't stop. And well, he's actually your age. But the way he holds himself, you'd think he's like in his 40s.
Well, Ken Block also owns one of... my dream cars, which I never thought I'd say a Ford would be one of my dream cars, but he hasn't...
Cosworth?
No, he has the RS200, the purpose-built, like, spec B rally car.
Oh, oh check this out.
What car is that?
That's my first G35.
Oh.
Accordion.
Mm.
Stupid cunt.
Yeah.
Which has sued me and won.
Yep.
Which I was bullshit in its own right because she was suing like 11 other people at the same time.
Yeah, no, she's a fucking ambulance chaser. I got caught up in it. She literally, like, I watched her fucking hit the gas so she could fucking T-bone me.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So fucked up. Like, I would have the luck to have that fucking happen.
Come on.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Perfect.
Yeah, you know who fucking owns that?
Who?
A whale.
Not even. She's built like a fucking linebacker crossed with the Grimace.
Jesus.
Yeah, and she tried to get me fired so many fucking times. I'm like, I've caught her lying through her fucking teeth so many fucking times. And she fucked up. And I really should have said something, but I didn't. So I'm like, I'm not trying to cause any waves here.
She was causing waves with her weight.
Yeah.
Well, she also had an immediate tell that would be, I would never.
Yup. She had so many fucking tells.
She's trying to, like, backpedal her way out of some fucked up shit.
As soon as she gets caught.
I know people like that, and I immediately called them on that, and I'm like, really? You're going to be, like, the good person now? Really? What happened, like, 2 weeks ago when you weren't? Huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, I had to fucking, back when they forced me to take calls, because it was, like, some punishment, fucking whatever. I got this call, and the guy's like, oh, I got this thing. I didn't buy it. And I looked at the order, whatever, and it's like, it's this, like, $800 fucking header kit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she just tossed it on there. Like, there was a couple notes in the order, whatever, whatever. She, like, put it in there to, like, check the price or whatever and just left it there. And then, like, he never got charged for it. So I was like, you know what? This company fucking sucks, A. I'm just going to take all the information down about the order and the guy's name and what happened, put it on a post-it note, and hold it in my back pocket for a little while. But never got the opportunity to use it.
I have things I want to say, but I'm not going to say them on the podcast. Because people at work actually listen to this.
Really?
Yeah, people I work with actually listen to this, so I'm not saying
cool.
Shit.
Well, I hope Eileen gets fired because she's a cunt.
Fair enough.
You can say that because you don't work there anymore.
Yeah, they fucked me up the ass. I was expecting to have a fucking Department of Labor fucking contact today about how they're going to deny my fucking unemployment because Kim's a fucking cunt too.
Yeah. Sounds normal.
But, you know, that might come tomorrow. They said 3 weeks after all.
Well, I mean, I can actually talk all the shit I want on your company because I don't work there. You can talk all the shit on my company you want.
I can talk all the shit I want because they fucking threw me to the curb and fucking chewed me up and spit me out.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking corporation.
As Ronnie would say,
company.
From all of his fun stories, crunchy gum.
Yep. Oh.
Crunchy gum?
Crunchy gum.
Don't comment on it, but you'll probably like this one.
That's good.
Little vintage postcards.
Nice.
For ya. Unfortunately, I do not have the vape thing I was looking for in my role. That was like at the very beginning of when I started backing my shit up.
Oh, what I wanted to say on top of that was I used to have a fucking vape, you guys know.
Yep.
At work, because I worked on a lathe, we did tubing a lot, so the tube, the bar stock would extend out of the machine. So what I would do to my coworkers when they weren't paying attention is I would just blow clouds into the machine through the fucking tube. Yes. And they would open the door and freak the fuck out because they didn't know what fucking... Yeah. They didn't know what, like, exploded or if anything fucking happened while they weren't paying attention. And they would freak the fuck... And then they'd smell and go, Alden, you motherfucker!
Oh, it smells like peach.
It smells like fucking watermelons. Fucking Teddy Grahams, what the fuck?
Why does it smell like delicious breakfast cereal, you son of a bitch?
Yep. They'd be like, you fucking asshole. And I was like, fuck you, Brandon, this is funny.
That reminds me back in the day when I was first doing it. Susan over there was like, why does it smell like French toast in here?
Don't worry about it.
Well, I also remember the time when the restaurant was still open. And I just took a bad dump.
Yeah.
So I tried to cover it up with vape smell. And then the fire alarm went off. And then Marcus yelled at me. And then Matthew and his wife were there. And then I explained the situation to them. And then they just laughed their ass off about it.
I think I remember that.
Mm.
Because the situation actually was rather hilarious. I didn't even, cloud out the bathroom. I would just did like a little, I did like a 2 second hit and then exhale and it still set off the fucking alarm.
Mm.
Thankfully, these were just the noisy alarms and not the ones that just immediately spritz everything.
Or summon the fire department.
Well, actually, no. Marcus had to turn off the master switch before the fire department called him.
Oh.
Because the restaurant in the upstairs had that master panel in the freaking hallway that you had to have the special key to turn on and off.
That reminds me of this one time, we're at my friend Reed's
parents' house, and we had to smoke, like, either a couple blunts or a few bongs or fucking something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But I was high off my fucking ass. And we were getting ready to go somewhere. And he set the house alarm. And for some reason, I chose to exit through the back patio door to his deck.
Yeah.
And it immediately fucking set off the fucking thing. And they had to call, or the alarm company called, like, within 30 seconds or whatever, and he had to explain the whole fucking thing. And yeah, I felt fucking retarded. But, again, I was high off my ass. So.
I need another beer.
Huh. Cool.
Oh. Honey's just loafing around.
Yeah, she's still there. Well, what other fun stories or topics we cover? For the most part, it's been about vaping so far and random shit in my camera roll. Or I don't even know if I'm gonna call it that because it's not an iPhone.
Well,
last week or the week before, I had one of those stupid Facebook memories of when I was on, as Jack would call it, vacation, where it was like...
I know where you're going with this.
Are you on a holiday?
Sorry. Well, it was vacation, okay? It was...
Oh, it tastes like shit.
It was originally supposed to just be...
Yeah, it's Coors Light. What do you expect?
Me and Mitch. But then Jack stopped by the house after I got home from work while I was waiting for Mitch to show up for us to drive down to the... Or I should... Yeah, we were going to the Cape. Anyways. But Jack wouldn't go home, so we just took him with us. It was only slightly annoying because I had to let him borrow my clothes because he didn't have any... thing with him because he's just like, I don't have a job right now and I don't feel like being at my house, so I'm gonna go on this week-long vacation with you.
Oh shit.
And then at that time we were still talking to a person named Paul that was part of the group. Yep. And then he came up like the following day, so it was me, Mitch, Jack, Paul, and Mitch's brother, Dylan, and we were just getting into all sorts of stupid-ass adventures.
Yeah, that's normal.
But that was a fun time, and I will never have again, because I don't know anyone who has a beach house at the Cape anymore. But that was... I actually enjoyed my time during that, because I was... just with friends and didn't have to worry about anyone being angry about anything, although I did get into trouble like 2 or 3 times, but it wasn't anything serious or crazy.
Well,
they had to give you fucking,
well, they had to put a glow stick on me after the first night because I decided to just like wander off by myself. And it's like, Eric, you can't do that. I know, even though you were just, like, at the beach, hanging out, getting your feet wet, there were coyotes and shit, like, literally 50 feet away from you. It was a pack of them.
Yeah, you would have died.
They probably wouldn't come after you.
Well, if they'd go after anyone, it'd probably be Eric.
Nellis actually pet one on the train tracks.
Nice.
Oh, that was another thing. Eric, there, up the street, drunk as fuck. Oh, nice doggy. Dude, that's a coyote.
And it's all, nice like, token. Covered in mange and shit. Like, yo, leave it alone.
Well, I didn't pet that. It's
no, like, you tried to.
Well, it... That was, Mitch was there for that one, and it, there was two other people. And, yeah. We had just come off the side street, and I saw him over by the street light, and I was, like, running over it.
There's no street lights over there.
Maybe it was the fire hydrant.
I think you meant stop sign.
No, because we came off the side street, and we were going, walking back towards the house.
Yeah, there's a stop sign over there.
There's also a fire hydrant over there.
Whatever.
I know about the fire hydrant because...
Creature Bakery. Fuck.
Actually, I don't know where... You know,
that. By the way, what I was going to say before, because you two were talking...
Yeah, let's change topics.
No, what I wanted to say before was I have family who has houses at Martha's Vineyard, so...
Oh, I haven't been there since I was... A preteen.
Yeah, the last time I was there was when I was like a teenager. It's still fun, because I still looked old enough to be in a bar.
Well, you also had a full beard at like 14.
Yeah, pretty much. I remember, actually, this is a funny story. My 21st birthday, going to Mountaintop Liquors in Cheshire, Southington, Woolkit, wherever the fuck Woolkit. It is. Woolkit. Yeah. And going, oh yeah, I'm finally 21, I could get alcohol. They gave me the worst look in the world because I had been going there since I was 16 years old and they never guarded me.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I've been buying shit here illegally for this long.
For about 5 years, so,
Well,
thanks.
I also remember having the same thing happen, not to me specifically, but to a few people I knew, where they would hang out at this bar I'd like to go to, but they, like, never really... carded anyone if they came in with people they knew.
Mm.
So, a bunch of these people I knew had been going there for like 2-3 years before they were legally allowed to go there, and it was just like one of the days I was there when they got carded because it was like a new person, I just started laughing my ass off. I'm like...
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I was going to Sea Wine for at least maybe a year before I was actually legal.
Yeah, I remember going to Sea Wine a few times before, like a year before I turned 21. They never fucking carded me.
Well, it also partially depended on how well you knew certain people. Because,
well, I knew you, and I would go in there a couple times with you, so no one fucking questioned it.
Well.
But if I did it on my own, they didn't question it either.
They knew about me because of him, and they also knew about me because I was in the same grade as Ravi's sister. And then Ravi also knew me because he hung out with Ellis.
Oh, she just punched one out, like, 2 weeks ago, by the way.
Love it. Shit. I thought she said she didn't want kids, and that's why she had a dog.
Well, she changed her mind, apparently.
Or it just happened.
Mm. Yeah, COVID baby.
It is what it is.
If I could have kids, I'd have too many.
I don't want any.
I know. This one, the only one to carry on the family, if that ever happens.
Well, inevitably, my thought process on that is, I guess it depends on whoever I end up with, because I'm kind of...
I hope it's not a guy.
Well, no. I'm in a
kind of... Come on, you and Pat would make a great couple.
Fuck off.
I mean, technically we have 3 female cousins, but I think one of them turned into a lesbian.
Mm.
Just,
her and her sister are fucking kind of funny, because one looks exactly like my aunt, and the other one looks exactly like her ex-husband.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, she's not, like, ugly or anything.
Yeah.
But it's like, what? Like, it just split the two of them and, like, recreated them.
It's like, one looks like our aunt, and the other one looks like a female version of their dad.
Who was fucking wicked cool.
He was a cool dude. I actually liked that guy.
I'm actually pissed at her for fucking divorcing him, because she's kind of a gold digger.
Yeah. Oh.
But
it's literally, he didn't make enough money.
Yeah, oh, what a bitch.
He was, like, in the dot-com boom, whatever, and, like, the shit blew up. And then he started, you know, exploring different options, and he started doing this, like, mold removal stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's not fancy enough or bougie enough for me. I mean, this bitch was, you know, driving around, like, Range Rovers and shit in the late 90s, early 2000s, and, like, BMWs and Mercedes and whatnot, and she thought her shit didn't stink. She was the whole reason we had all those trips to, like, Martha's Vineyard and Cape May and, like, these other fucking crazy lake houses and shit. These timeshares and whatever.
Yep.
I do recall the last time we were invited to something was before Grandma died, and we couldn't go to it because there was just, like, some crazy-ass storm that caused a bunch of floods all over the place.
I think that was Hurricane Sandy. Oh.
But,
it's another reason you're getting fucking so fucked up drinking the foam.
Yo, I've got some of those. Well, no, I didn't
want it to go all over the freaking place.
Who cares? It's gonna dry.
I got some of those groceries from, like, 1968. Jesus. Sealed. Apparently, beer doesn't go bad, so you can still drink it if you really want, but I'm not gonna, you know, pop it open. I'd rather, you know, keep it intact.
That's a lot smoother than I thought that was.
Well, that is one of my favorite regular normal people beers, not a flavored drink.
Yeah, and you can thank me for them carrying that again, because I stopped carrying it for a little while, and I'm like, yo, bring Grolsch back. And then they're like, alright, cool. Yeah, we trust your opinion. Well, so then I had him bring it back, and then all these fucking other people are like, oh, I'm so glad you brought it back. And now, like, yeah.
One thing I want is, I want them to bring back Sapporos, because I want...
They don't stock those anymore?
No.
Thing is, they do, but they don't. Well, it's like, you can get...
Can't you get, like, small packs?
I haven't been looking, so...
You can get the Tall Boy singles, but they don't have any version of it that you can get in a six-pack. It's like, you either have to buy a 24-pack that's, like, $41, or you can get a single.
I usually bought the singles, so I wouldn't have noticed.
But that was one thing that I was a little upset about, because I like Sapporos, but it's like, I don't necessarily want to buy a 24-rack for $42.
I want somebody to get some Asahi, but I don't think they distribute in this county. I think you have to go to the next county over.
They might have it at CT Beverage Mart.
Although, since they have two locations at that spot, they can pull from West Hartford and bring it down here.
Yeah.
Because that is, you know, they're both in different
That's why I was saying
distribution county.
Yeah, that's why I was saying CT Beverage Mart, because it's Middlesex County.
Yeah. Well,
Ravi has brought up to the both of us that sometimes he brings stuff down from the West Hartford store.
That's why I said that.
Yeah, it's like, you can move it down here, but it won't move up there.
You could bring it down here since it's not moving up there.
Yeah.